This week's episode of Eating at the Y will not be seen and will return next week. Stay tuned as WSWN brings you the following live presentation of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
And some Kevin. So no moment of silence. Still alive. I had some grizzly bears. A couple of grizzly bears we were dealing with. Some bison. It was an interesting situation. But still feeling strong. Feeling like a man out in the wilderness right now. Really kind of reconnecting. I did get a couple hats, so double T, cram it up your ass. And yeah, I'll check back in with you guys. But so far, so good. No moment of silence. Good night, Diana.
The Shining Wizards podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
You are watching.
The Shining Wizards.
Wrestling Podcast.
Man.
Welcome to a very special 804 episode of the Shining Wizards. When I say special, I mean Life Goes On Corky special. This one's going to be. HK is still in the woods, despite what he says, and he's about to come a bear's hibernation fat. Matt's planning to blow up some technology somewhere. So you got me and Tony right now, and maybe Matt. We got a whole bunch of shit to go over. We got SummerSlam, we got WWE Radio, Redemption, Dark Side of the Ring. So let's get into it with some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Hey, he is there. Brundo.
Double T.
Tony.
Why was I, did I disappear?
Your screen is completely black.
Come on.
Well, first of all, we have like our comments on the bottom of the screen. I don't know how we did that, and I don't know if the people at home can see it. And number two, yeah, Dick Don Matt is just completely fucking black.
What the fuck?
Did we get hacked in the comments or something?
What is that?
I don't know. I got a little dollar sign over here.
A dollar sign? What are you trying to make money? Money.
I don't know.
Yeah,
dude, like, oh, yeah, all right, I dunk biscuits. Dude, everybody's shit is coming up in the fucking, in the thing over here. How do we, oh, somebody click show comments on stage.
There you go.
That's probably me. Am I still black?
Yes.
Yep, you got it there, Ahmed.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So fucking annoyed with everything.
Are you grabbing your prick? What's that squeaking?
It sounds like he's putting on medical gloves.
Maybe somebody's checking his fucking asshole.
Nobody's checking my asshole.
Write that down, Brundo.
God damn it.
I done biscuits. Am I still black? Write that shit down. Well, that's an early front runner. I don't know about you guys.
I don't know. Should I try and leave? Is it just a blank screen?
Well, I mean, it says Dick Don Matt, but yeah, it's completely dark. For those of you watching at home, Double T got himself a nice new laptop today, but the caveat was his internet in his house went out. So, you know, motherfucker can't buy a bucket today. Seriously.
So fucking aggravated. After last week's show with fucking Outback fucking Kevin and his shitty internet, I was like, I have to. I've had so many issues with my fucking computer. I have to go buy a new laptop so I can stream. I can't bust his balls if my shit is not working. And true. Fucking Karma is a bitch. Not only was she great on Dark Side of the Ring, but she's also a bitch because now I don't have a laptop to use right now. I don't have an internet. I can't even figure out how to use it on StreamYard. I was fucking freaking out this afternoon. Poor fucking Tony has to deal with my dumb ass still, fucking 16 years later, dealing with fucking technology.
Yeah. I mean, that pretty much encapsulates everything that's been happening.
So Double T, how are you doing?
Oh, just fucking groovy, Brundo. Great.
Hey, yeah, I Dunk Biscuits wants to know if you bought a laptop without a webcam.
He's got the thing closed.
For privacy. He thinks the government's trying to get him.
Dipshits. I don't have the internet. The internet is out.
He's been listening to Justin and Vince too much. Holy shit.
No, I haven't. The sky is not fucking falling.
Tropic Al coming in. Double T is giving us a live look of what HK will see from inside the grizzly bear's stomach.
Yeah, what a fucking dumb video, too. We're getting in touch with my manhood. Oh, I got some hats up here, Double T. You got duped into going on a fucking trip across the Midwest to buy fucking hats, you fucking asshole. You can order them on Amazon, you dildo.
Yeah, but in fairness, he's been sending me some gorgeous pictures out that way. He's in Wyoming. He went through the Dakotas. It looks like it's been a fun trip so far. Then again, I'm not the one sleeping in the woods, so.
Oh, it's weird how when you go outside the comfort zone of Rancho Loco, the world looks pretty fucking nice, doesn't it? Dipshit.
MB chiming in. To be fair, Matt, your connection is still better than most of your previous guests.
Oh, so fucking true.
You know what? It does shine a little bit of light onto like what a guest. We got on here early, and I'm trying to make the fucking screen bigger. I'm logging out. At one point, there were like three mats in the queue.
I Dunk Biscuits coming in hot. Surely the Grizzlies will just spit him out because he tastes like a carrot stick. Holy shit. I...
You still can't see me?
Have you tried turning the lights on in your room there?
The lights are on, dickhead!
Well, clearly nobody's home.
Maybe you shouldn't cover the camera on your phone with your finger.
Yeah, are you blocking the camera in like the phone?
No, I'm not
stand?
Blocking the camera.
Well,
better?
Well, no. Are you sure you didn't have the camera on? Like, did you tick something that shut it off on your gimmick?
No, it's on. Now
did somebody
on.
Try and call you?
No.
Like maybe if you go for a walk outside or something like that, like previous guests at work.
He fucking got booted. What in the fuck? Well,
I did say this was going to be a very special episode. Well, we're living up to it.
Special is definitely a fucking way to describe it. Dick Don Matt is back. Yeah, we'll put this up for now. Might as well give us a little color. See what Matt's doing. There he is.
But now there's an extra mat in the queue.
No, there isn't.
Oh, it says two down here.
Well, ignore the other one.
We usually do.
All right.
So, Brundo, how's your week been?
Oh, it was great. You know, went to the beach on Saturday, did some yard work yesterday.
Yeah, you look like you got a tan.
Hey, when I said I went to the beach, I sat on an umbrella for 3 hours and then stood in the stood where the waves come in for, you know, 45 minutes, if that.
You slather on a lot of the sunblock?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, SPF 50. I got to be real careful.
God. Wow.
Yeah.
Did you say you sat on an umbrella for 3 hours or sat under the umbrella?
Sat under the umbrella. I would have gotten a tan if I sat on the umbrella.
It sounded like you said you sat.
That's not the only guy who looks gotten. Like. Yeah.
So this is a guy who looks like what, Brundo?
I said it. You didn't hear me?
No.
All right, we're going to let you go. You want to plug it? You want to say anything to the fans before we let you go there, Dick Don Matt?
You got an open invitation anytime you want
to
come
back. Yeah, anytime you want to come back, bro. This has been a blast. Hey, Dick Don Matt,
fuck
before
you
go, when was the last time you shit your pants?
Julio nails it. I know you love having the extra man in the queue.
That's what he calls his asshole.
Oh, no, no,
where'd you get, what happened? Oh my God, what is he doing? I muted his mic. I had to. I don't know what the fuck he's trying to do. It sounds like he's at a laundromat.
Yeah.
And that's not an Asian joke.
I didn't do this.
What did you do? He fucking left.
He left.
Dude, he's ruining the show, brother. Did you book him? Double T, can you hear us?
I couldn't get anybody else.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's great.
Is I mean, it's not like Andrew Anderson's not doing right podcast. Mommy probably came in. Oh, here, we're going to try this again. Holy shit. Oh, boy. For those of you watching at home, you must really love us. There he is.
Tony, you want to start like typing to him so he can hear us?
Hey,
I can't hear you guys.
He's fucking lying.
No ears.
He's lying. This can't be real life, right? Like, I'm going to wake up in 20 minutes, ain't I?
I can't hear you. Serious.
Well, good. Open your fucking ears,
no
jackass.
On Matt, favorite guest of the year. We know who's winning the March Madness tournament next year.
Fuck yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
So, Brundo, what did you watch this week? Yeah, we hear you.
We hear you.
This is the
probably
worst.
Ticked your mic off.
This is the absolute
yeah,
worst.
Well, he's not gonna hear. No, it's not. This is fan-fucking-tastic. How come when he shuts his screen off, it's like everything gets super loud in his house?
Yeah, it sounds
right?
Like it's not an airplane.
Fucking dummy.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here, we'll put this up. Fucking no frills, Shining Wizards.
No frills, no wizards.
Write that down. That actually works. No frills, no wizards. Hey, maybe there's a Palaka watch happening.
Watch
hey, did you did he ever start his new podcast?
I thought he had a couple of episodes.
The Extreme Price of Redemption? No, that's not him, is it? I don't know what that is.
I don't remember what he was.
Oh, these are just interviews with him. I don't know.
I don't know. I've been watching the Perry Saturn. Perry Saturn has a YouTube channel now. It's pretty entertaining.
Good Lord. What does he talk about?
Anything and everything. He talks about his thoughts on ECW guys, on WWE guys, things that happened to him in his career. You know, things fans shouldn't do. It's pretty good. He doesn't have super long videos, so it's fun to go through.
No, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. He was really down on his luck for a while, wasn't he? Like he was practically homeless and begging for money. Well, you know,
he was homeless for a long time, and he just wouldn't accept any help from anybody. He got shot trying to save somebody from a robbery, I think, or at some point.
I think so. I think that's what had happened to him. Which is nuts when you think about it. I mean, I still remember him jumping off the fucking high incident scaffold, dropping the elbow with his fucking, with the leg cast on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I don't know if I recall correctly, but I think that was actually a successful title defense by the Eliminators just from the fact that he had managed to do that and that won the match.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds right.
Let me see. ECW high incident. I don't think they ran that one back again.
I remember watching a cage match between them and the Gangsters, and he must have jumped off the top of the cage like 5 times during that match.
Yeah, here you go, Brundo. The Eliminators, Cronus and Saturn, defeated the Miracle Violence Connection. He fucking wrestled that match. Crippled. Fucking Doc and Gordy. Doc and Gordy, dude.
That is nuts.
Fucking crazy. Absolutely fucking nuts.
That's why he hated New Jack, too. Because,
Matt Bowman checking in. I was at the house show in Trenton where he blew out his knee. I never went to Trenton, but I saw them wrestle in Elizabeth. It was like some Catholic high school, the gym.
They wrestled Elizabeth?
Yes. Wow. Well, she fucking tapped out pretty quickly. The FBI were the tag team champions on the show, and they did the whole fucking entrance. They did the fucking dance off. It was great.
Oh, that's awesome. Was it against like Balls and Axel? Or
I forget. I honestly forget. I also saw them one time. It was another spot in, I think it was Woodbridge. Maybe it was like an armory. Nicole Bass was there, but she wasn't on the show. And I asked her, she came out of the ladies' room. I asked her if she left the seat up and she started laughing along with 30 other people who heard me yelling.
That's great. Her husband was probably there making the money.
Dude, he had to have been one horny motherfucker to be into her, right?
Yeah.
Like that had to have been like the love of his life. Could you imagine that, falling in love with Nicole Bass?
And that's before she had the knockers done, I think, too.
She was all natural.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. Or her.
It. There's no pronouns here on The Shining Wizard.
No, we everybody's treated equally. Everybody on The Shining Wizards is a piece of shit. But some of them are real pieces of shit. We don't mention their names anymore. We try not to. At least I try not to make everybody else angry, but I will. I don't give a fuck. Hey, I could tell you what I didn't. I could tell you what I did watch. Maybe we'll start there. I told you when Dark Side came back, I was not excited for it at all. And I was just like, ugh. Because I'm getting kind of tired of it. It's like, how much shit could they cover, right? And. Yeah. I actually got into the entire TNA saga with Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, that was fucking fantastic.
And of course, when they said that they were going to be covering the Necro Butcher Samoa Joe match, I was all in on that. So I did catch that episode this week. I'm assuming you did too. Yep.
I watched it live. I normally don't watch these live. This one I was like, front and center, ready to go. So, yeah.
So, all right. You know what? Give me your initial thoughts first, and then we can get into some of the details.
I liked it. It didn't feel like a normal Dark Side episode. Like, it didn't feel like, you know, here's somebody whose life is falling apart full of because of drugs or whatever else. It just felt like a normal documentary, like they're just going through stuff. And I loved every second of it from start to finish. What did you think?
I enjoyed Samoa Joe being a bit of a wise ass.
Yeah.
You know, just the way, like, you know, he was handling himself and the way he was talking about everything and how when he cut that promo on Necro, he was just like, oh, well. Necro made it seem like he had something to prove, which he said over and over again. And Samoa Joe was just like, all right, I told him whatever he wants to do, let's just fucking do it, you know?
Yeah.
The other thing that was really like strange to me, and I thought about it a lot after the fact, is that other than really Samoa Joe and Bryce What's-His-Nuts, who I think is a referee in AEW right now.
Yeah, he's the head referee in AEW.
Yeah, so other than that, like, if you watch Dark Side and you really didn't know much about, like, indie wrestling, like, this episode probably wasn't for you because, like, 99% of the characters are people you probably never heard of. Maybe Eddie Kingston. I mean, you could probably throw Eddie Kingston in there, but
people know Eddie Kingston.
But it just seemed like very, like just an indie kind of episode.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. Makes sense.
And I don't know how that plays with, like, you know, the average wrestling fan who likes to watch Dark Side of the Ring, maybe to learn something. You learned a hell of a lot if you stood around for this episode.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. I'm thinking maybe they thought, like, people would be really interested after the Jeff Jarrett TNA thing and be like, okay, I want to tune in next week. And then, you know, you could throw one out there that a lot of people would know a lot about.
You know what? That makes sense. That absolutely makes a lot of sense. Do you feel like, I don't know if there was necessarily the connection that they were hyping up between the tag match at Chikara and the Samoa Joe Necro Butcher thing.
Oh, there was a definite connection between the two.
But it didn't seem like Joe thought of it as the connection. Like,
No, Joe didn't. That's more of, you know, Ian Rotten and I guess like Ring of Honor saying like, oh, there's this big connection, but Joe not realizing it, like, all right, I'll just cut a promo on him.
Yeah, like somebody told Joe, like, hey, he roughed up a couple of our guys, you know? And Joe was like, I never even trained these guys. I don't know who they are. And it was cool that they had those two guys, that the opponents in the show.
That was cool. I remember those guys, too. They were on a couple of the Ring of Honor shows around that time.
Yeah, and Idan Bitsikis jumps in, and I know this. Yeah, Joe and Butcher was the only topic of discussion on the forums. I'm sure Declaration of Independence had a field day with that one.
Oh, yeah, Declaration, the Ring of Honor message board, which I was a part of. Yeah, they definitely had a field day. When they were showing it for a second, I was like, oh, please scroll over something with my screen name back then. But sadly, they didn't.
In between all the posts about Jack Sabbath having full-blown AIDS.
Or Becky Bayless.
Yeah, Becky Bayless, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, unless you were, like, in those internet circles, though, like, this is completely new territory. And, like,
yeah,
you know, and watching the match, too, like, there were the certain spots, like, that we all, like, knew and kind of still cringed at seeing them over and over again. Like,
oh, yeah.
Seeing Necro's head get dropped on the fucking concrete for that attempt
twice.
Like, first for the attempted power slam, and then like but what was great though was like Necro went all in and Joe was like, all right, man, whatever you want to do, this is your show, you know? And he just fucking did whatever.
Yeah I love how they said, like, you know, like I think it was Joe said, like, you know, we're gonna get the fans behind this guy, I'm just gonna keep kicking the shit out of them. And then it's making them over the time. Like, they were right. Those fans were nuts for Necro, but towards the end.
And I know, like, it's a lot of, like, well, he got up pretty quickly, even though, like, he was, like, completely out of it and he didn't answer the referee. But then Joe gets back in the ring to kick him to get him up, and then he fucking just pops back up and starts swinging at Joe again. Like, I love that Joe was trying to do that for him because he didn't want him to, like, you know, he didn't want... Joe didn't want himself to leave and, like, leave Necro just laying there. He wanted to make sure Necro was up, like, hey, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to do that, like, immediately after the fucking guy can't answer the referee. But
yeah. You know. But, I mean, he wasn't, like, out when he did the referee's count. Like, he was still moving. He just couldn't get back up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
he almost did, but... That made me giggle a little bit. But, yeah, no, again...
I did, like... Who was it? I think it was Pondo or somebody said, like, Necro then came back like 4 hours later and main evented another show. I remember specifically the show he main evented. It was a tag match, and it was probably maybe not as brutal, but it was pretty fucking brutal. Chairs and tables and bumps off the fucking apron and stuff like that. It was crazy. I gotta look that up one day. Maybe it'll be a future Shining Wizards homework.
You know, and I had no idea that was the case, you know?
Yeah.
I also found it really funny that Joe was like, I took the booking because I was coming to Philadelphia and my girlfriend was there. Like, his, you know,
I took the booking to get some ass.
Yeah.
Words.
And then fucking like they go into necro after that, like fucking having cancer and being in the hospital and shit.
I had forgotten that he had cancer too.
But it's just like so weird. Like, it's like, hey, necro, like the match did what it had to do. Like, necro has arrived. And the next thing you know, he's like, yeah, that he was dying of cancer. I was like, what the fuck?
I mean, that was like 15 years later.
So yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, there's only so much you can do in a 1 hour period too. And you're going to focus mostly on the match.
And they mentioned, you know, that he was in the wrestler. You know?
Yeah, they mentioned the wrestler. Did they mention that he was they mentioned he had stuff in Japan too?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he worked for fucking Inoki in Japan, the IGF, when he broke away from New Japan. That's crazy.
Inoki Genome Federation. Holy shit.
I think you can find a Necro Bob Sapp match out there somewhere.
That shit didn't last. Oh my God, that shit lasted 12 years. There's no way that shit lasted 12 years, right?
Yeah. I think it did, but it didn't go anywhere.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Wow, that's some fucking history right there. That is some fucking crazy history.
You ever see the match, the famous Luke Gallows match that they had there?
No, but I've heard about it. Who was he working in?
Sylvester Turkai.
Fucking, what's his name?
Inoki came out and just started screaming at him because it was so fucking bad.
I feel like, didn't McMahon do that at a house show to somebody too?
Yeah, Tajiri and Rhino.
I guess when it's your fucking sandbox, you can do what you want, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, one thing I could say about Tony Khan, he's never actually run out to a ring to stop a match. Yet. Yeah. I don't want to give him any ideas.
Yeah, it's been 6 years or so. So he's done a good job of not doing that. He's really only been involved, what, once? When the Bucks beat him up?
Yeah, and then his father came out to protect him or some shit. They had to get Shad Khan on TV. Good Lord.
Yeah.
As if there's not enough cons on TV and wrestling, right?
Yeah, I know. Just watch SummerSlam. Nick Khan will be sitting in the fucking front row right on camera again.
I haven't been paying attention to SummerSlam, but that's a good segue. What are ticket sales like? Do you have any idea? Have we heard anything about tickets?
I don't think they're doing pretty well.
Because I know that's been talk for a while that they weren't even close to selling out, right?
Yeah. Let me see if I could look it up. I mean, they don't have a full card, but you think at this point
it's oh here
would have been announced.
According to AI, 27,000 for night one, 26,000 and change for night two. It says WWE drops select standard admission down to $25.
Jeez,
that's kind of crazy.
Where are they at this year?
Minneapolis.
Oh yeah, that's right. Is it a stadium show or?
Yes, it's at US Bank Stadium. And Handsome Kevin's fucking fighting bears and fucking rhinos and shit in the woods. So SummerSlam, anything tickling your fancy about this card coming up? I mean, it's this coming weekend, isn't it?
Yeah. It's two nights this weekend. They got, it looks like 1, 2.
Have they divvied up what matches are going to be on what nights yet?
They have not. I assume they start that hopefully tonight or tomorrow. They start announcing what goes what, because they're going to have to, I think they'll announce what's going to be on like the free hour as well. So they still got the hour free of TV, and who knows? Maybe they do one of the, I wonder if they would do one of the world title matches on the free.
I tell you what, though. I'm looking at the card right now. There's a lot to like on this card.
There is. There actually is. Yeah. I like a lot of what I see. I just wish the build to some of it was better. But I mean, overall, usually like shows like this, they can deliver pretty well. Like, I'm definitely going to watch this weekend. I'm sure I'll come away excited for some of it. Probably most of it. What's tickling you?
I'm curious to see how Liv Morgan looks with all that ring rust from not wrestling for like 17 months.
Hey, it's her first title defense since WrestleMania.
I'm really curious to see what's going to happen with the Hell in a Cell.
Yes.
Punk and Cody, it's going to be good. Maybe we finally get the heel Cody Rhodes.
They got to do something like that, yeah.
You can't keep fucking sowing these seeds and then they're just not paying it off. Like, they did that shit with Sting and Hogan for fucking a year and a half, and they fucking blew that shit, you know?
It felt like for Cena, too. Like, at times, it felt like they would, go back and forth on turning him or not, and they never did. And then finally they do, and what a shit show that was.
I'm looking forward to a lot of this shit. The fucking six-man with the Bloodline and this fucking ragtag team of Keys, Sokoa, and LA Knight.
I forgot about Royce Keys, to be honest, until he got announced for this.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, let's get him on that stage, man. Like, Royal Rumble, and then he's just kind of been hanging around. Let's do something.
Yeah, he hasn't. I know he had one match where he was like for the number one contendership, but feels like it hasn't been much since.
I mean, Gunther, Nick Aldis. I fucking love me some Nick Aldis. I'm glad he's finally getting a shot. I hope he does well in this thing. Reigns and Rollins, yeah. Penta and Chad Gable. That's
like that. That's I definitely good. Like that. That should be good. Gable's on a roll.
And what do you think about Baron Corbin weaseling his way into a fucking title shot?
Is that officially announced? Triple threat? I mean,
according to Wikipedia.
They just put it in. Yeah, why not? He's all over MLW. He's all over SmackDown now. So good for him.
So here's something interesting, right? Sami Zayn, Finn Balor, for the number one contendership. I mean, the sense makes more sense that Finn Balor gets another shot against CM Punk, right?
Yeah, but Sami Zayn didn't have to do anything to earn it. Finn Balor won a match on SmackDown to earn the chance to wrestle for the number one contendership.
Well, I mean, Sami Zayn, I mean, like, they, yeah, no more automatic rematches, whatever, but...
That's true. Yeah, that's
somebody, true. Sami greased somebody up for that one. Speaking of greasing, I admit I haven't been watching much lately, and I've been trying to keep abreast of the things that are happening. So Danhausen stole $100,000 from Judgment Day.
He did?
That's what it says here. He's wrestling Dominic Mysterio, and the winner gets to keep the money that Danhausen stole. This guy is your AAA mega champion, and you're sticking him in. He's got a great story going on with fucking Grande Americano in Mexico, and this is what we're doing with him?
Yeah, he's in two factions. He's in the one in AAA. I have it in the notes somewhere.
But this is what we're doing with him. Right? No, maybe I cut out, but this is what we're doing with him here. We're sticking him in another match with Danhausen.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there he is.
Hi, Matt.
Hi. Is it better?
Yeah, I mean, your camera is kind of wonky, but your audio is coming in fine.
All right, well, I'm going to take the camera off then. Just so you could hear me, and I'll talk with you guys.
Sweet.
Yeah, that works.
Keep the little gimmick up there, so this way, you know, I don't know. We don't have to see you.
That's not nice.
So, Double T, we were just talking about the SummerSlam card or what it exists as right now. What do you got your eyes on there, buddy?
Oh, boy. I mean, I don't know, man. Nothing's really grabbing my goat.
Really? Nothing at all?
No. Maybe Cody Punk. Maybe. I don't give a shit about Roman and Seth. I know you're excited for Nick Aldis, Tony, but like, after the run Gunther just went on, like, am I supposed to? You would assume the casual WWE fan doesn't know Nick Aldis is a former world heavyweight champion. Like, he's only been presented as a general manager. He should probably get the shit beat out of him quite quickly by Gunther, and I think he'll have like a pretty competitive match. And I don't know, it's just not. I'm not interested. I don't care about it.
I'm kind of surprised they're not doing a better hype job for Nick Aldis. You know, I mean, I know he's talked. I know he's had interviews outside of WWE where he talked about being disappointed that he doesn't wrestle anymore. Like, not disappointed, but like he kind of like he wanted to wrestle again. Long story short. But other than that, like, you got to hype him up, like former NWA World's Champion, you know, like you could do something with him. Yeah, say that he brought prominence back to a title that was kind of like quietly just in existence by itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they have kind of like a little partnership with the NWA. Like, they've sent guys there in the past. Do you think you can get a clip or two from TNA where he was champion as well?
Shit, yeah.
Yeah,
Natty just worked their 78th anniversary show this past weekend.
Yeah, she works there all the time, apparently.
So, I don't know. It's just, I don't give a shit about the Bloodline or fucking LA Knight and Royce Keyes and Solo Sikoa. There's just, like, a lot. Liv's finally going to defend her title. I'm sure it'll be a fine match.
She'll probably lose.
You know, and hey. I'm with Tony from last week, like, the UFC-inspired inaugural women's champion, like, just stop.
Yeah, the interim champion, you mean.
Whatever.
They got one more to throw in there, too. Go ahead, Tony.
Matt Bowman checking in. They're going to pepper in 40 minutes of commercials? Would you sit through that in a stadium? No, I would not.
No, that's what I said.
Go ahead, Matt.
That's what they did at fucking WrestleMania, right? They sell these two big night shows, like, and then you show up and there's like, it's 3 hours long, but it's an hour and 20 minutes worth of commercials or wrestling, or whatever. You know, like, I'm not fucking paying for that to fly out to Minnesota, get a hotel. Fuck that.
I said that to Handjob Kyle yesterday. It was like, as much as I don't like it, two nights, I feel like that should be just saved for WrestleMania. Could you imagine if they did like a 7-hour show with 4 hours of fucking ads and celebrities and look at this fucking influencer and all that? Woof. That's, I think an really, AEW show is long.
They're really fucking laying into that E in the entertainment. It's fucking gross. And then I would pull it up, but I don't have my internet. But apparently ESPN is dictating how long they want the matches to be. And there's a report out there that they want all the matches to be between 10 and 14 minutes.
Which is nuts if you're putting 40 minutes of commercials in between each match.
There's too many fucking hands in the cookie jar, man. And then they fucking this WWE radio bullshit now.
Oh, we're jumping right into this. Okay.
No, I'm just saying it's all WWE centric. It's just like, you know, good for Dave and everything. He's a friend of the show, but like,
is he?
Don't fucking go on your social media and be like, we're going to be WWE radio on Monday and nothing's going to change, except you're not talking about any wrestling except WWE, NXT, TNA. You fired Thunder Rosa, who was on the show for 4 years because she works for AEW, and you didn't cover any AEW today, the day after the AEW pay-per-view.
Well, I don't think firing Thunder Rosa was a Dave LaGreca decision.
No, sure it wasn't.
Of course it wasn't, but he's flying that flag now. Right. He started, him and Doug started with one day a week for 1 hour, and then they became the voice of wrestling fans. But now it's just like they're going to become that fucking, and I think Handsome Kevin said it last week, like that sanitized, oversaturated, safe fucking wrestling radio show. Right. Yeah. And he's like, I'm still going to do my rants, but you're not, because you're going to have to run everything by the WWE now because they own the name and essentially the show, right? So you can still do your rants, but you're going to have to fucking cut back on them. And I'm sure there's going to be like, when shit's bad, you're going to be like, yeah, but look at the bright side. Like, it's just WWE monopolizing everything.
That's fair.
I don't know. I mean, the show only aired one day, you know, I guess maybe we got to see how it plays out. I don't know.
Yeah, but Tony, it aired a day after the AEW pay-per-view.
And it also aired the first day that they're under WWE's banner, so I don't know.
Right, so they're not right, but that's like the strategic, like that's what they're doing.
Nah, but they're not competition.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think it hurts the whole wrestling business for them to just they created a space where you could call in and listen and people would talk about all sorts of wrestling, right? We had Joey Janela was on Busted Open when he first did his spring break fucking gimmick, right? You're not going to get any Joey Janelas now. It's going to be a fucking WWE dick sucking festival.
I mean, and there's people like online like, oh, Dave should have quit. Dave has a fucking job. Like people are like stunned when it comes to this shit. Is the show going to change? Probably. Are people going to whine about it? Yeah. But let's be honest. SiriusXM has not been doing great business. Like their shit is in decline every fucking year. Every year. If it wasn't for the fact that they throw it in new cars, a lot of people wouldn't even be subscribed to it.
Do either of you guys have Sirius?
Yes, I do. Nope. I actually pay for it.
No, I don't have it. I never set it up on my new car either when I got it.
But I'll tell you this. They normally charge like $30 a month for that shit. I'm on like the fucking introductory plan going on 6 years where I pay like $5.99 a month for my wife's car and like $6.99 a month for my car. So like it's like a fraction of what it would normally be.
You're really good at getting deals like that.
You know what it is? They send you the email. It's like $5 a month for 12 months. So you sign up for it. And then the next year if you're already a member, you just get on the chat with them. You don't have to call them. You say, yeah, I was wondering, I've been a loyal customer for however long. You think you can give me that $5 gimmick? Oh, yeah, sure. Let me look into it. They pretend like they're going to talk to their boss and shit. Like, oh, yeah, well, they might even do this. Well, we can't give you the $5 because that's a promotion for new people. But we can give you a deal for $5.99 a month. And then you go, okay, I'll take the $5.99. And then you set a reminder on your calendar for 10 days before your year is up. And when that update hits and it says like, hey, you have to renew in 10 days, you get on the chat again. I'd like to keep that special price. And sure enough, sir, there you go. And you get it for another year.
How often do you listen though? Like, do you only listen in the car or do you use like the app? Like
I listen. I mean, I used to listen on the app when I was still listening to Stern, but I don't listen to Stern anymore. But I'll listen to it in the car when I'm not, you know, listening to podcasts. It's typically Sirius or Amazon Music, you know, whatever playlist I have.
Right.
I mean, I don't listen to it a lot, but do I listen to it for like $6 a month worth? Yeah, I think so.
Because I remember when I had it, like a lot of the channels I would listen to, it was just like, it was like a lot of repetitive, like, you know, you listen in the morning and then like 5 hours later, it's the same fucking playlist. From Ozzy's Boneyard.
Huh. I don't know.
I mean, that was years ago, though. I haven't had Sirius in probably, God, fucking 6 years.
And you know what's funny? When I got my new truck, it had SiriusXM on the radio. So I took the radio. Actually, my wife's car, too. We took the radios out of our cars, and we had the subscriptions on them. So we canceled those radios to link them up to the car radios. Those radios still fucking work. Those radios still work. You still get everything. And the crazy thing is, like, I've changed radios before to get like a newer updated radio. They never disconnect the old ones either. Huh. So you could just fucking keep getting radios and keep flipping them and just keep getting subscriptions on them and then just sell them. And then whoever fucking buys has got a free subscription. That's a shitty business model.
I mean, the money they paid for fucking Howard Stern, even 20 years later, is a pretty shitty business model now.
Well, I don't know if you've heard lately, but he's off for the summer. And when he comes back, he's working one day a week. And if the rumor mill is true, he fired like 20 people on staff, including Benji, who's been there for like almost 3 decades.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts? There's talk that Sal and Richard might have been on the chopping block too, but nothing's been confirmed yet. The guys that do the fucking all the gay stuff to each other and they do the prank phone calls. Maybe you guys don't listen.
No, it's been a while since
I think the last time I listened to Stern, he was on K-Rock.
Really?
Yeah. I never had like satellite radio or anything.
So yeah, I know we're off on a bad tangent here, like a way off wrestling tangent, but I loved the era of Jackie and Billy West. When that crew was there with Stuttering John being on the show all the time, that was like the golden era of Stern. Once they went to Sirius, once they got Artie Lang, like, eh. And then once Artie was gone, it went completely off the fucking rails. Like, how many times can you hear a story about fucking Ronnie the limo driver getting dildos in his ass? Like, seriously.
Tell him, Robin.
Really? It's the same shit. Now they got some woman on there that they send out, and she asks people if they like to eat ass. Like, this is what he does.
I've never listened to a single episode of the Howard Stern Show.
Wow, really?
How is that possible?
It never did. It was always Opie and Anthony for me.
Yeah, but Howard was always on in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't a Howard guy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is. Yeah,
did you ever see Did you watch the movie Double Tape?
I did see. Of course, I saw the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. At our age, there was a reason we watched that movie. But then we found out it was a great movie.
I thought it was. I really
liked it. I liked it.
Private Parts, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm going to enjoy SummerSlam almost as much as I enjoyed that movie. But something I can't tell you whether or not I enjoyed because I was unable to check out. AEW had a pay-per-view yesterday.
They sure did.
Can you tell me about it?
Can I just want to say something before Brundo talks about AEW Redemption.
Okay. Yes.
Cause I was not here last week and I thought you guys did an excellent job. The show was fantastic. I enjoyed listening to it. I've been watching AEW. The in-ring action for me, I really enjoy. The fucking booking though, it fucking drives me fucking crazy. And everybody just seems, not you guys essentially, but a lot of wrestling fans seem to like, they just kind of accept it. Like, this is like the way it's going to be. And I think we're kind of silly for that, right? Like, the Sisters of Sin hadn't won a tag team match since fucking December. December. Yeah. It's July. Holy shit. I have internet.
Whoa.
Ah.
All right. Let me finish my thought and then I'm going to fuck this whole show off. But the Sisters of Sin haven't had a fucking win on TV since the 0 Hour show at World's End in December, and they lose every time they're on TV, but they get a tag title shot on Wednesday night on Dynamite against Divine Dominion. Doesn't make any fucking sense. Bandido is the Ring of Honor world champion. He challenges for AEW championships every month on pay-per-view and he fucking loses. So why should I give a shit about Ring of Honor and they're champions if they're always fucking losing on TV?
That's what they do. They fucking lose. Athena, who else? The Collision, the Outrunners, and Dalton Castle lost. They're the six-man champions. They lost to the Conglomeration.
Conglomeration.
Yeah. Which was a fucking entertaining match. Loved it.
Did he just leave? He just hangs up his phone. Like, you know, I'm going to leave that there because then when he signs on through his laptop, this will still be here and he'll get even more angrier. Anyway, you know, while we're waiting for Dicko to come back, I quick saw something. You mentioned he mentioned the women's tag champions. I quick saw something to come across social media. Mm-hmm. Mick Foley was involved in some sort of like aftermatch like nonsense with them.
Yeah. He had he was like a backstage interviewer for them.
So what happened? Were people like all up in arms for no apparent reason? I thought people were like,
people were in arms.
Yeah. I don't know. They were saying like Foley should be ashamed of himself. Like he embarrassed himself in that segment or some shit.
Oh, he did not. Did you not see the segment?
No, I didn't.
It was Divine Dominion. It was Foley interviewing them and they were kind of like talking him down and blah, blah, blah. And eventually they were like, they said something and they're like, yeah, we're going to treat you like a dog or whatnot. And Foley just started going, okay, you're going to do that. And bark, bark, woof.
You,
yeah.
You would bark too if fucking Megan Bain and Lena Cross were telling you to bark like a dog.
100%. And it was a fucking, there was nothing wrong with the fucking segment. Who cares? It was, I don't even think it aired on TV or on the pay-per-view. If it did, I fast-forwarded through it.
When was the Broads tag match? Was that 0 hour?
No, it was on Wednesday.
Oh, that didn't even air at the fucking pay-per-view?
No, they kept to 11 matches on the pay-per-view.
Wow.
Only one match on the, hey, it's usually 14. So.
I'm going to tell you now, I was heartbroken there was no Big Boom match.
I know.
Wait, maybe, but this was in Canada?
Get him over the, yeah, maybe they couldn't go. And they had to have space for Jacques Rougeau to get booed.
That's a shame.
Poor guy, is it though?
It kind of is. Yeah. Did this take place in Montreal?
Yeah, it was in Montreal.
Jacques Rougeau's fucking home country in his fucking home city in his home province, and they booed him?
He's a dick. He's a complete jackass, pretty much.
He's on the list.
You talk to a lot of people, especially people that had dealings with them. Like Kevin Owens will tell you a lot about who Jacques Rougeau is and why he's a piece of crap and why people in Montreal don't really like him. And Owens was one of his trainees, so.
He's not the Mountie.
He's not big, brave, and strong.
No, he's on the list, though. He agreed to do a show and he never showed up. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Him, Ken Patera, fuck him and his broken neck. How do you like them apples?
Poor Ken Patera.
No, not fucking poor Ken Patera. Fuck you.
He broke his neck. Have you no sympathy?
No, I have no sympathy for him. Think about those poor McDonald's workers when he threw a fucking rock through the window.
It was closed.
Yeah. Well, fuck him. Fuck him in the ass. This is weird because I can't hear myself, but you guys can clearly hear me and I can clearly hear you. So this is all new. And there's no, like, I'm not glitching. I'm not freezing.
I'm kind of surprised you can't, like, hear yourself. Like, you know.
But I can hear you.
Are you sure you don't have, like, an input, like, an output jack on your mixer?
Positive, 100%.
Wow. All righty.
Weird. Well, let me see here. I got stream USB RCA.
Oh, you're talking about on the front?
Yeah.
No, what about on top?
No, everything's big. Monitor out.
Writing that one down.
It's the big ones, though, Tony. It's these gimmicks.
You don't have the adapters for the big ones?
I might have it in the basement. Should I go and see?
No, not now. Jesus Christ. Are you going to actually do the show with us tonight or what?
I'm excited now. Now I'm excited. I've also had two spiked Arnold Palmies because I was
my boy.
I might have a third.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, why not? You only live once. Yeah.
You know what? I'm excited. The screen is giant. Like, I love this new laptop gimmick thing, and I'm only going to use it for the show, so we should have no more issues.
Sweet.
So I was in the middle of updating picks when I lost the fucking internet. So we all went 7-4. So nothing really changes, unfortunately.
None of us got redemption on Tony.
Oh, that's another thing, man. You'd name the pay-per-view fucking redemption. Like, why did Darby Allin not challenge Kevin Knight? Why did Okada not challenge Kenny Omega? Like, why do we not have these redemption matches? I feel like they just, like, shoehorned all these matches together. Kevin Knight, TNT champion, he already lost his title match to Darby Allin. Why does he get another one? What?
Nothing.
What?
I think you're just thinking into, like, oh, the buy-in. We have to have battle for a fucking casino.
No, but you call it fucking redemption. Like, it seems like the whole build to this pay-per-view was shit.
It was the redemption of the Rougeaus for not doing the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
For fucking knocking out fucking Dynamite Kid.
It was the redemption of Willow Nightingale, of Alito, of Painmaker Jericho. They all got their redemption.
Fucking Fat Jericho, Jesus Christ. Someone in another Discord put a picture of Glenn Osborne and it was like,
yes,
this is the painkillers Wario.
Painkiller.
Right? That's what he calls himself.
It's the pain maker.
Is that like Mentos? Like retardos? Or fatsos? Fatsos, the pain maker. Do 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 ah.
Maybe I will have another one, Tony.
Fuck yeah, dude. We'll talk tomorrow, buddy.
It's not nice.
Well, just
no, I mean, we got to get ready for the barbecue. It's coming up.
I'm ready for the barbecue. I'm excited for the barbecue. I am too. Brundo, overall, though, I mean, redemption,
thumbs up, I would say. It's not the best pay-per-view they ever did. It wasn't a bad, like, offensive one. There was good stuff. There was some stuff that wasn't very good, but overall I had a good 5 hour time watching it or so.
Was the inevitable Moxley turn on Ospreay? What was more shocking? The fact that like we were made to believe that Ospreay had bought into the Death Rider's way of life, and then when they tried to put a bag over his head and they tried to smash him with a chair, Ospreay was hesitant, only to have Kenny be the one to kind of
The Kenny thing was pretty shocking, because I was getting ready to get up and leave and like clean up and go to bed for the night, and all of a sudden Kenny fucking one wings angels him out of nowhere. Wow, I didn't see that one coming. So I did like that turn at the end of the night. Interested to see where now the build won't just be like, oh, we're best friends, we're going to blow each other for a month. There's a little more spoon in the port. A few more spoons in the porridge, as someone might say.
I don't know. Blowing each other for a month is an awful lot of porridge. You need spoons.
Were you surprised none of our releases showed up?
Yeah, I was actually pretty surprised. I was waiting after the Cage and Cope match. I was waiting for the New Day to come out, especially after the Young Bucks came out. I figured that was the time where they would show up, but yeah, nobody showed up, so we'll see Wednesday.
Yeah, I was going to say, you think they wait till Wednesday when more eyes might be on the product?
Yeah, probably.
That's got to be a kick in the dick, too, if you're like one of these younger talents. Like, you're like trying to get your feet in and work your way up the ladder, and then fucking they're going to bring in the New Day and the Motor City Machine Guns.
Oh, I forgot about the Machine Guns.
Why would that be bad?
Well, if you're a young tag team, like you're not getting TV time.
You might. It's AEW. No. AEW books weird shit.
They put you on fucking Ring of Honor and nobody watches that shit.
You could make it on Collision. Collision's pretty good for a bunch of matches.
Is Private Party still around?
One of them got hurt again. Like they have the injury bug, and it sucks for them.
What about the other black guys that had like the big poofy afros, and one guy would get hurt? They were brothers, and one guy would get hurt. Yes.
Yeah, they were on Collision.
Because one dude got hurt, and then he was out for like 9 or 10 months, and as soon as he came back, his brother got hurt.
Darius got hurt. Dante had a good run there for a while. And then I think they were about to win the Ring of Honor title, and fucking Dante Martin like SIDS himself in a match.
Oh, the ladder match, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the ladder match.
And that what about the Von Erichs? They haven't been around at all.
The Von Erichs.
They weren't even on AEW.
No, they were like the 6-man champs with Goldust for a while.
Yeah, Ring of Honor.
That was in Ring of Honor, yeah.
That's all right. Ooh, what was that? It sounds like Pac-Man.
Who was that? Was that me?
I don't know. Maybe it was my headphones. Something was weird. Whoa. It's just this kind of night.
It's that kind of fucking day.
Hey, how's the thunderstorms out there, Brundo? Are you getting hit? Because I don't think we got anything over here.
Oh, it was real bad. Real bad for a while. It's very wet.
I don't know if it's because it's 8 o'clock that the sun is really red, but it's really fucking red outside.
How do you see the fucking sun from where you are?
I've got the window in front of me, and when I look, I can see
you right around the fence. Oh, okay.
I could see around the fence, and the sky is pretty dark and red.
Yeah.
We might be getting a few babooms here.
We're supposed to. Next. Babooms.
Oh, I'll tell you this much. I don't know if I told you guys, I switched back from Verizon back to Xfinity. and I got myself an extender with a battery backup. Check this out. They had an outage yesterday for about a half an hour. What this extender does is it grabs the Xfinity like cellular service, because you can get cell phones with Comcast now. It'll grab that and it'll send that through your house as a Wi-Fi connection. So like, even if I'm down, like even if the power goes out, like I could still pull an internet signal from the cellular towers for at least 4 hours, as long as the battery lasts. That's pretty fucking cool shit.
I could have used that today.
Maybe you need some Xfinity.
Possible.
Maybe.
What do you have up there? What do you? Oh, you don't have anything, right? Who do you have?
No, we have Optimum.
Yeah, you can't get Xfinity then. You should check into Optimum though. They're pretty like up there when it comes to technology. They might have something like that.
You could probably use an extender, Matt.
That's unnecessary, Brenda. Why don't you take a shit on your neighbor's front yard?
Did you hear he took the 3 bags of shit in the yard this weekend?
No, it wasn't actual shit.
You wouldn't tell me how much was self fucking prepared.
It's better than being like shit, like somebody else will.
What?
HK, did you have a stroke?
When he gets eaten from fucking a grizzly bear. God. I don't know. That wasn't one of my best.
No, that's okay.
Do you? Yeah. All right. So now I got to ask you. I was not aware of this, but his wife is with him on the trip. And fuck the footage like that he sent earlier. I appreciate it. It was, you know, funny for what it was. But I would love for like one of the crew there, like when something really does happen, like video of Handsome Kevin like running for his life and Molly like fighting off like a fucking grizzly bear or a fucking water buffalo. That to me would be fucking hysterical.
Yes.
Like she just gets up, makes noise, makes herself really big, and the fucking bear just fucks off. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, you know he wasn't going on that trip without her. He would die.
But he didn't buy boots. The motherfucker still didn't buy boots.
He still didn't buy boots?
Nope.
What the fuck?
He made it sound like, oh, I'm only going to wear the boots once. No, you're going to wear them for 10 fucking days and wear the shit out of them.
And he's then, like I said, his fucking feet aren't going to grow anymore.
Three word response from Molly when I asked if he bought shoes, boots. She quotes back, shorts and slides.
Jesus.
He's set in his ways, man. He's set in his ways. And he's going to come back. He's going to be like, I did fine. I didn't need them.
You guys talk shit about me.
We didn't do all that much walking.
The guy who walks 10 miles a fucking day didn't do much walking.
In his fucking basement, in his cushy basement.
Oh, he's probably so fucking scared that if he wanders even like a tenth of a mile away from the campsite, something's going to eat his face.
100%.
He'd be so lucky.
Well, fuck you, Double T.
So Speedball won the ladder match. Maya Angelou, she won the TBS title.
Yeah, I fucked those up.
I think I took Sheeta and I took
Jack Perry.
You're the only one that took Speedball, Tony. No, Tony took Speedball.
No, I took Speedball.
Everyone else took Jack Perry. Well, they made a big deal. He re-signed. He had a video package.
Yeah. Once I realized, I was like, oh, fuck, they're in Montreal. As soon as they had Speedball's entrance and the crowd went fucking bonkers for him.
When he does like this shit.
Yeah. And the crowd went insane. I was like, all right, this guy's going to win. I got this
Who's the international champion?
Fletcher beat Bandito.
Moxley is the Continental. Is that still a thing?
Yeah,
because he didn't combine it with the other belt yet to make the fucking crown championship.
Too many fucking titles.
Even like fucking, I think the announcers mixed up the titles at one point.
Of course they
did. Who was what? Who was champion or wrestling for what? Yeah. 1 minute into this fucking pay-per-view, I wanted to throw Sockface out a window.
But Shivani was fine.
No, he had his later, but instantly, like into the ladder match, literally 1 minute, and Sockface just goes, wow, nobody's gone for the ladders yet. It's been one fucking minute of the match. Shut up.
God, shut up in your face.
Yeah. And then they had Nigel, but then they replaced Nigel with Taz. It was like, can't replace Shivani with Taz.
Yeah, why do they keep Shivani there?
He was there the whole episode.
Yeah, I know. And I wish certain commentators would not be there for any of the episodes, let alone just parts of them.
Oh, are you talking about JCW Lunacy?
Yes, I am, sir. Yes, I am. You know what really cracks me up? You guys recall, right? So, like, there was always, like, this ongoing, like, fucking hate relationship between Shivani and Bobby Heenan when they were doing WCW together. Do you remember, like, Shivani would talk like his chair would be all the way up and Heenan's chair would be all the way down, and Heenan would complain, like, why his chair wasn't up, and it always fucking annoyed Shivani. When I look at JCW and I see these two big fucking chooches on the right and little Veda Scott buried in the corner with her chair all the way down on the left, I don't get angry. I say, yeah, it's kind of where she belongs. If only they would turn down her headphone as much as they let down her chair. Not a
shitty
fan.
Shitty commentating aside, I fucking love JCW this week. Last week was horrendous. The fucking reveal of who knocked up this fucking whore was the fucking worst. She's a fucking porn star. 25 minutes of this bullshit with all these fuck. It was the only redeeming quality was Madman Pondo was in the ring when they called Joe Dombrowski out, and I had to listen to fucking Veda Scott. Oh my god, what did you do? Oh, fucking kill yourself, please. You're the fucking worst. The worst. This week's episode, though. Chef's kiss. Oh my god, Choppa City is amazing.
Choppa City, baby.
And the shit with the Purple Phantom talking to the frozen screen of Vince Russo had me fucking howling.
It was good shit.
Maybe I should just, like, not watch JCW and it'll be good for you guys. Because I didn't watch this week.
You know what? Not a fan, I've said it before, of, like, the new character for Joel Gertner, but credit where credit's due, his fucking promo was awesome this week.
Oh, before the match?
Yeah.
Yes.
He really did a great job, and fucking Josh What's-His-Nuts, when he threw it to him, he's like, he said like two lines and he gave it right back to Joel.
What's the fucking payoff with this Mr. Happy bullshit?
She's gonna fucking lose the baby. That's what's gonna happen.
God, I hope he fucking falls. He hits her with a splash and the fucking baby shoots out.
This is the Vince Russo greatest hits. We're getting fucking another pregnancy angle. Somebody's going to lose the baby. They're going to kick the baby. The baby's going to be born with a fucking JCW paint from the fucking Juggalo.
Oh, Juggalo. Nice.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen. Maybe it comes out really big feet. You can put clown shoes on it. It's going to be
maybe it comes
stupid.
Out with the Mr. Happy mask.
Brundo, I like the way you think. That would be fucking amazing. Or maybe she's maybe she was faking it and they fucking, you know, they knew she was faking, so they lied and said that Mr. Happy, and then Mr. Happy gets depressed and tries to fucking hang himself, but nothing on the ceiling could hold the fucking rope.
Sounds about right.
And I'm kind of done with this fucking Josh Bishop, fucking Caleb Conley shit. And what's the first thing commentary says when Caleb runs out? Oh, he's got a stupid haircut. Really? He's coming out to attack Josh Bishop? And honestly, let's be honest, I don't know why I'm supposed to give a shit about Josh Bishop more than I am about Caleb Conley. I really don't know. I don't know.
Bro, it's the story.
Nobody's completely good or bad, bro.
Bro. You guys going to read his book?
No. He already wrote a book like years ago, didn't he? About finding Jesus or some shit?
Probably.
Yeah, what was it called? Redeemed?
I tweeted at Redemption. Big Vito.
Redemption, that was it. Pay-per-view after me, bro.
I was kidding. Was that really it?
It might have been.
I tweeted at Big Vito, and I was like, I'm so fucking over this, and he responded.
What did he say?
He said that he sent like the clip of like, I want you to get a cherry soda, sit back, wipe that stupid shit off your face. And then he was like, oh, I was just talking to my wife about doing your podcast again. I'm like, yeah, sure you were, you fucking hand job.
You know what? Missed opportunity now. Have Brundo reach out.
I was like, I said, we'd love to have you back on anytime. But that's the fucking, so fucking Casey like, Burke.
Fuck you fucking
mook. I reached out, you know, the usual, you want some.
Yeah, the green.
Nobody's free anymore.
fucking a couple weeks ago, fucking friend of the show, KP Burke, reached out to me. He was like, oh, is that the Wrestling Collector? And I talked to that Tommy Fierro guy, and he said he'd love to have you do a live podcast here. And I was like, my response was like, he knows how to get in touch with us. Like, everyone's a fucking carny, man. Everyone just fucking says shit to, like, make other people feel good.
I mean, in fairness, Tommy Fierro does have a wrestling radio show that he does on Saturday
mornings.
He
does, yeah, every Saturday.
Yeah, but, like, don't tell people, like, you want us to do... Like, if you really wanted us to do a show at your store, you would have reached out to us.
I'm surprised somebody like KP Burke is name-dropping the Shining Wizards, though. That's pretty wild, right?
Was he wearing a wizard shirt or something? Or?
No, he just like fucking was like, oh, is that this place? And I name dropped you. And he was like, oh, I'd love to have them do a show here. But like, come on, Tommy, you know where to fucking find us. I've sent you messages to try and get ISPW guys on the show. And I get fucking crickets. Just like when I save Dave LaGreca messages and I get fucking crickets.
Well, Dave for sure is not doing our show anymore. So you
can not anymore. LaGreca, let me tell you something. Fucking Bully Ray. Eat a bullet.
Yeah, I guess I'll, take him off the list of the guys I want to book for the anniversary show.
Was he on your Bully Ray?
No, not Bully Ray.
Yeah. Both former guests of the show.
Here's something. I didn't like the Bacardi bottle on a pole match.
That's a Vince Russo staple.
But for two reasons.
Go ahead. Hey,
fucking Too Tough Tony comes out with a bottle of Bacardi to begin with.
Yep.
And then when you climb it and get it, like you don't win. You just get to use it. Well, why wouldn't he use the fucking first bottle? And then he just pours it down the backseat boy's fucking gullets and then he does the flaming fist.
Because that would have been a disqualification. The only bottle that's in play is on that pole. My issue was, did they set this up last week and I missed it?
Them and the backseat boys, I think the backseat boys, helped them lose the titles at one point.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, and I think they fucked with, or JWO messed with the Backseat Boys last week. I don't know if they set up the actual, like, pole match, but...
Yeah, I think they did. I think there was a backstage segment there with them.
Yeah.
Now we got Gore Games coming up.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Rhino's going to be, like, the secret guy?
Violent J needs to not talk on the microphone either.
He's always fucking high, dude. He's got to be.
I want more Choppa City. I want more Choppa City, more Kerry Morton.
Kerry Morton's been fucking amazing. When fucking we get Big Al at the end and she can't help but have a fucking big smile on her face. And he's like, come on, let's take a walk. Hey, cameraman, fuck off. I'm really enjoying Kerry Morton.
He's great.
He's getting better by the week on the mic. He looks better physically. He looks great in the ring. Really liking Kerry Morton.
Barnabas has cocaine now. Like, what are we doing with that?
They followed up on that this week? Or
why has everybody got to be related? Why did we have to have this be a father-daughter story? Why? Seriously. It was like when you made Edge and Christian brothers. Why did we need to do that? Why does everybody have to be related?
Because, bro, everybody can relate to family problems.
Yeah, friends have problems, too. It's not all friends wrestling, you know?
Bro, it's an idea. We could really do all friends wrestling.
By the way, Vince Russo's books, he's had many of them. Forgiven was the one. And then Rope Opera, How WCW Killed Vince Russo. And Total Nonstop Agony, The Rise and Fall of TNA.
That's the new one, yeah. That I imagine that's complete and utter trash. I mean, they probably all are. But...
Yep.
Yeah, it's Choppa City was the highlight of JCW Lunacy this week, for sure.
Hey, whatever happened to Future Endeavors?
I don't know, whatever happened to Drake Younger as that 50s character.
He stepped away from all wrestling.
Oh, did what he? Happened?
Yeah.
I thought he came back again.
Yeah, he had that one match.
Oh.
In like January, right?
What happened to Disco Steve? Disco Ray.
Yeah, where's Disco the Ray. Ring rat?
Yeah.
And the ring rat, she was on a couple weeks ago with Steve and Flo.
Fuck Steve. It has been a minute.
And who's this guy that teams up with the Purple Phantom? He's been on a few times. He's like they always
Monroe the Third. He rules. I like.
Yeah, they tout him like his father used to train people and all kinds of shit. Like they always have a great story for him, and then he gets stuck with the fucking purple dildo.
No, the Purple Phantom. He's gonna go away. His fucking brother's coming back.
Oh, the Green Phantom's his brother.
That Big Japan Deathmatch legend. Yes, the Green Phantom.
Damn right.
What the fuck.
Hey, Tony, you mentioned it earlier, and I did because the fucking internet went out. I didn't get to finish it, but I've been really fucking enjoying AAA. And I'm with you, man. This weird fucking, you got Dom Mysterio, who's going to be in this huge fucking story in AAA with Grande Americano. And then over here, he's wrestling fucking Danhausen at SummerSlam.
Yep.
It wasn't too long ago he was wrestling John Cena and beating him.
Dirty Dom was. The stuff with Dom, and I know what happens because I saw it where he joined El Ojo and Amos, right?
Yeah.
And Dorian, right? So, but the storyline, like the last couple weeks, was like because the Perros are there, like Dom is going to protect Grande Americano because when he beats him at fucking Triple Mania, he wants to beat the fucking best version of Grande Americano. But man, it's such a fucking good show. It really is. AAA and I'm with HK, MLW are probably my two favorite shows to watch right now.
Yeah, I'm all in on the MLW train. I'll watch that every single week.
Dude, it's if they're 40 minutes long?
It's such an easy watch, too. I fucking love it. You know, Josh Bishop's on every show. They're building towards Cross and Kojima. I think that's going good. Who's the guy?
LeBron Kozin?
Yeah. He's a fucking stud.
Yeah, he is. Tony, you got to get back on the MLW train, bro.
That's what I've been hearing. I just gotta sit down and watch it.
You got it, man. 40 minutes, 40 to 50 minutes every week.
Yeah, that's like at least two dumps for you.
He's not lying, folks.
It's on the YouTube, so, you know.
Well, 50 minutes if I was Brundo, because I'd have to walk to my neighbor's yard.
Brundo, we've been to your house. Your neighbors are very close. It wouldn't take you 50 minutes.
Yeah, I'm pretty close. I'm like you, Tony. I'm one on top of the other.
Yeah, but he's got to sneak into their yard, fucking do it under cover of night.
Hey,
is that Heaney guy back there?
It don't sound like there was nothing undercover or sneaky about Brundo shitting his pants in front of his neighbor's house.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning. Nobody's out.
Did you have a chance to wipe or did you pull him right back up?
I didn't fucking drop my drawers into it. Jesus Christ. It might be like 5:30, 6 a.m., but I'm not going to fucking bare-ass it right there.
Left your fucking neighbors a hot breakfast.
Jesus. I just waddled back home.
The duck walk. Holy shit. Oh, good Lord. I wonder how many fucking ring cameras Brundo's duck walk was on that morning. Everybody in the neighborhood got a fucking notification to see him with his fucking asshole open and his cock and balls dangling down the street.
Oh, boy.
Holy shit.
If I had a ring camera, I'd send you the footage, Tony.
Dude, I'd make that a short. We'd have 10,000 views on that thing.
I'll remember that for the next time.
The fucking Juggalo Championship Wrestling views, the reels get a fucking crazy fucking views, and I don't know why.
Yeah, but the episodes just consistently, like, fall off week after week.
But, like, our, like, 40-second, like, reel gets, like, a fucking thousand.
Oh, you're talking
views.
About ours. I thought you meant theirs.
Yeah.
No, ours.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you?
Yeah. I do.
Well, this whole night feels off, guys. I'm not going to lie.
No, you look good. Everything's working.
I know, but right. I still can't hear myself. What is this? Why is this on? What is this?
Uh-oh. He's getting text
messages. Here we go.
No. The power button is on. That's never been on before. Or I never
noticed
it.
Maybe that's why he can't hear you. Though.
I don't know. I just press a bunch of buttons and see what happens. I just want to hear myself. Is that so hard?
I tried walking you through the setup, bro. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened either, man. I didn't have internet.
No, but your speaker shit microphone, you should, like, there's a setting where you should be able to hear yourself. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm right here.
Are you guys fucking with me now?
No, what?
No.
I don't know.
We'd only fuck with Double T like that.
No, don't fuck with me. Leave me alone. Let me live, bro.
Yeah, let him live. It's a miracle he's with us tonight.
See, look, I got like default headphones, real talk, and then I got communications headphones, and I got speakers. We can't use speakers. And I got speakers again, and then more
what
headphones.
What is default? Default is your computer, isn't it?
Default is headphones.
Okay. Yeah, because that's, all right, that's what you're on. Okay.
Right? And then my micromones. I didn't mean to do that.
Micromone?
My microphone is microphone USB audio, and that would be amazing.
Yeah, but what happened?
What? Better? Worse?
No, I heard something say audio.
Same.
Yeah, that's all right.
I don't know, man. And then I would go here to settings. Where's the little button?
No, folks, you're not tuned into Turnbuckle Throwbacks. This is the Shining Wizards dealing with technical difficulties for an hour on the show.
Not for an hour. We just didn't get to work through it before because I didn't have fucking internet, man.
Man. Need internet, man. Yeah, man.
I'm halfway there. My video has not fucking frozen.
No, it's significantly better. The camera quality really looks better, too.
All right. So we got a system, right? And then sound. And then more sound. Right. Yes. And then I got recording.
Yep.
Everything is set. The microphone is the default device.
No, but does it say like you can hear yourself or listen to yourself?
No, it doesn't have that option there.
Oh, then you might be in the wrong thing. Maybe it's not recording. What's the next tab?
Oh, there. Wait. How about now? Oh,
yeah, 1 hour 20 minutes. There we go.
Hey, but there's a delay, but I can still hear myself.
Well, that you'll have to figure out.
Wow, look at that. Look, get a cookie.
Is that going to be annoying you now?
Probably.
Just have another drink.
Yeah, just fucking polish another one off there.
Da, 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 da. Well, my wife was supposed to be home tonight, and then she had to go into work, so... Yeah, this is really annoying, this echo.
Oh, man. Shirt's going to come off then.
No. Shirt's staying on. I'm
going to fix this. Oh, come on.
Yeah, Reed's not there,
though. Come on.
I thought he was leaning back to do it, Brundo. Did you see that?
Yeah. No.
Like this. By the way, Hulkamania lives forever, dude.
That was, what was that, Thursday, right?
What?
His anniversary is passing.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
That's a bummer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Terry Bollea may be gone, but Hulkamania will never die.
No, Hulkamania lives forever.
Fuck yeah.
Dude. Forever.
That'll work for me, brother.
Dude. Can I fix this? Let's see. Properties.
So for the wrestling world, did either of you guys see NXT this week or at least some of the clips?
I think you can guess the answer to that.
It's a big no from you.
No, why? What happened? Oh, fucking big... Mike Santana.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Or whatever his name is now.
Cruz Rodriguez or some shit.
Cruz Montana. Or Montana.
Why Montana? Why?
He said it was a name dedicated to his father. So.
Oh, because his father's probably a Scarface fan.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe his last name was Cruz.
That's what it, he's going for a fucking, he wants to be a gangster. I get it.
That's fair.
Fuck yeah. He's going to yell, say hello to my little friend, and Ortiz is going to crawl out from between his legs.
I don't know. I think that ship sailed.
It's a shame. Team Pazuzu, yeah. The way it all fell apart.
They were so fucking good.
Pinky Sanchez was sleeping on Bowman's couch.
No, it was...
Chaka, rest his soul, is no longer with us.
It was an idea.
Chris Dickinson beating up women.
And everybody was surprised when he fucking threw Kimberly almost to her fucking death.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's what he was talking about.
No,
I thought, a little column A, column B.
I thought there was a little more like, you know, like, hey, let me sniff the foo-foo kind of shit from CD, no?
Yeah, he definitely got me too'd.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It wasn't even the Kimberly thing was just like a violence against women thing. Like,
yeah, people were like pissed about him, but he wasn't.
But I thought there was something else after that.
Yeah, there definitely was. Like, I think it was a domestic violence thing.
Really?
Yeah, I could be wrong, but
no. Here you go, Reddit 2022. A second woman has come forward to accuse Chris Dickinson of mental and physical abuse. Yeah, so there you go.
Professional wrestling.
So does that mean CD goes on the list?
Whose list?
Our list. He was a former guest.
You didn't read the names. What is it? I'm still getting used to this.
Wait, no, do the thing with your microphone again. Sounds like somebody's fucking playing with Kevin's knob.
All right, I
45 seconds. That's got to be a drop.
I'll be right back. I got to reset my computer. I think I fixed this.
Oh, boy.
I got to go reset the clock.
Do you have to go take a piss? I mean, you know.
No, I'm good. If you were.
He fucking left. This hand job. Like, what does he think this is?
The revolving door of Matt Bowman as a Wizard of Coast.
I'm going to fucking put Dildo T on his fucking name when he comes back. So let me see, Brundo. We mentioned MLW. We mentioned NXT. We covered JCW. We hit the big two. Yeah. We talked a little NWA based with Nick Aldis. I don't know. What else we got?
I mean, TNA, another release. I don't know how much it I don't know how much it matters, but Alicia Fox is out of TNA.
No shit. I mean,
at one point, I don't think she really did much, but at one point did they start replacing these people? Because it says, like, it names them off. There was some tag team named Sinner and Saint, Alicia Fox, Tessa Blanchard, Steve Macklin, someone, Maya Grace, Mike Santana, Eric Young. Like, you got to get somebody else to replace these guys.
That's true.
There's plenty of talent out there.
Unless they're just quietly trying to phase out TNA altogether.
Yeah. I mean, they're still doing stuff. They're still they're running a Knockouts TV title tournament. So another title. So I guess they want to catch up to everybody else.
I mean, do they have enough women to justify a TV title?
They took some from NXT and they found a way to have like 8 women in it. Let's see. I guess, yeah, they had they're down to like 4 matches. So they're in the semis.
Huh, no shit.
Yeah.
They bringing in Mickey Knuckles for that thing?
I wish. It's just sad to see. I was such a big TNA fan for so many years.
It's all because of WWE umbrella.
Possible.
No, he's not texting me. I thought he was. Oh, here he comes. He's coming back.
Dildo T, back in the house.
All right, I'm back. Making 3. Hey, all right. I think that's a little better. I'm going to have to play with it. But I did figure this out, too. Oh, no. What happened?
What did he do? Check the volume. Check the switches. Make sure it's actually feeding into the board.
No. What this one? This? Is this loud?
Maybe it reset your connection or your controls.
Hey, silly out-of-pocket question. Are we skipping homework again tonight?
I love Gabe Kidd.
We don't have to. What happened here?
Well, because I mean, we're supposed to be doing the watch along with. I don't even remember what the fucking match was at this point.
The cat match.
Yeah.
Oh, the fucking.
We got time tonight.
No, it's the kitty. It's the kiddie pool match. The kiddie pool fucking evening gown match. That's what it is.
Let's fucking do it.
For real?
Happy birthday. Let's shit on you.
Wow, that's kind of fucking disgusting.
Right. Too many wontons. I know what's going on. What the
fuck? Racist.
He really is.
I don't like that. I'm not a fan of this. I got to figure this out. Later.
What are you not a fan of, Phil?
A soundboard or this fucking delay. Whatever.
Hello? Hello?
Don't do that
Matt,
to me.
Matt, can you hear us?
Hear us.
Don't fuck with me.
I'm not fucking with you. You fuck. What? Oh, shit.
We wouldn't do that to you. You.
Man, what a fucked up night this has been.
Yeah.
I'm not digging this. I was all excited. I got the new laptop. Now I got this goddamn delay. No internet. No busted open.
I thought you had internet back.
It's back. But I didn't have it before.
Good point.
Now I got this stupid echo.
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 Tango.
I wonder if it's the headphones. You think it's the headphones?
Very possible.
What do you think it is, Tony? You're my guy.
It's probably the relay between the microphone going into your headphones. When you hear Brundo, you're not hearing us on a delay. You're hearing us when we're speaking, but your audio has to get looped through the browser and then come back into your ears.
You have a soundboard, right, Tony?
Yes.
And Brundo, what are you running through? You just plug into your...
No, I have a soundboard.
But you plug your headphones into your soundboard.
Yeah, I do.
See, the microphone on the soundboard is going right through the headphones as it's going out the USB to the computer.
Right, so I should probably plug into the head of the soundboard there.
Maybe.
Right.
You need a fat adapter, though.
Oh, yeah.
Badasses.
I do. I think I have one in the basement. I really you want probably to figure do. This out. What else you guys want to talk about?
Are we going to do homework? Or?
Do you guys want to do homework? I can pull it up.
Do you think that would hurt Handsome Kevin's feelings? You like the sound my mic thing makes?
Of course. He
of course you like it, or of course it'll hurt his feelings.
No, I love it. I what if he's not back next week?
He isn't back next
week. He's not back next week.
Yeah, we haven't done homework in like a month.
Dude, we're gonna go 3 fucking weeks or 4 weeks without doing homework. That's crazy talk.
Do we just wanna do it at your place when we're all here?
We could do fuck. You know what? Had we done it last week, it would have rotated back to me by the time you guys came here, no? Or when we were supposed to do it 2 weeks ago. That's what it was. Oh, no, we were supposed to do it like 3 weeks ago at the 800th episode, weren't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit, it's been a fucking month? It's been over a month.
Yes.
We're worse than fucking Liv Tyler. We haven't fucking defended our shit in 5 weeks.
Steven Tyler's daughter?
Yes.
You mean Liv Morgan?
In the air! In the...
Dude, you know what I couldn't get out of my head the other day?
What's that?
That fucking Rex Manning Day song from fucking Empire Records.
Oh, I love that.
With her. It's a fucking great movie.
Yeah, that really was. I was listening to the Sugar High song on the way home from work today. The one that they sing at the end.
Yeah, Renee Zellweger.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great fucking movie.
You know, I've been reading a lot lately, old like wrestling magazines.
Oh, I think wrestling,
yeah, I think wrestling was so much better when kayfabe was like alive and well.
Of course it was.
They were just so fucking good. So good. I mean, there's like an introduction to like Bam Bam Bigelow, and like his backstory is like he's a bounty hunter and he went to Mexico and he like killed a person and then he escaped Mexico. And I'm like, yeah, he's going to be awesome when he gets to the ring. Not that he fucking killed somebody in Mexico.
Are you still going through the ones that I gave you?
Yes, it's in the one you gave me.
Damn.
Oh, they're fucking great. They're fucking great.
So are we watching Homeward?
I don't know what we're doing. This is such an off night.
Watch it. Fuck it.
I gotta see if I have the fucking file handy. I don't even know where this fucking thing is. Oh, maybe it's under downloads. Yeah, but I don't want to post up some fucking inappropriate video. Oh no, here we go. I found it. All right, here we go. Wait, do I? Oh! Okay. That was it. I hate that it fucking pops shit up automatically, right?
Yeah.
So fuck it, we're doing Homeward? Shit, I don't even remember the details on this. When the fuck was this match?
Fuck. Would have been 1999, I think, or July or January 2000.
Armageddon 99.
It was Four right. Corners. No, it was the fucking, what do they call it? The fucking pool?
What did you say, the cat pool before or something like that? Or
it was Armageddon 1999. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, you picked it after Handsome Kevin had us watch Cactus Jack and Triple H at the 2000 Royal Rumble.
I don't even remember who the fuck was in this match now. Jesus Christ, it's been how many?
Ivory, Jackie, BB, maybe BB?
Yes, BB, Barbie's in it, and Jacqueline, and there was another broad in there.
Was it? Would it be?
And your special guest referees were the fabulous Moolah and Mae Young.
Oh boy,
you're gonna have to listen to fucking Jerry Lawler orgasm for 3 minutes.
Puppies.
I mean, that's what the Attitude Era was.
Yeah, you know what? I thought this would have been great for the 800th episode. Something quick, something dirty, yeah. Something we can laugh at. And
Ask Wizards Anything was a huge success. So
yeah, of course it was.
But the icing on the fucking coup de grace would have been fucking watching these five battle axes battle each other.
Oh, does this mean I have to pick homework?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me running.
Oh, that's right. Ah, sucker. All right, so you want me to cue this thing up? This is for the WWF Women's. This is pre-Divas Championship, by the way. This was the circular belt. They just said women's in big fucking red letters across the middle of it.
Cat won it from Sable, I think, right? An evening gown match.
Yeah, but this is what's her name? Shit. What the fuck was her name? The one from
Ivory?
Ivory, yes. I couldn't think of it. I was thinking Tina Ferrari, that's why I couldn't think of it. Yeah, so this is a fucking great one. This is fucking great. You ready there, Double T?
Yeah, go ahead. I gotta pick homework now. What the fuck?
You got time. Don't worry about it. I'm trying to come up with a game. I cannot wait for tonight's evening. Yeah, match it up. Fucking look at Michael Cole. What a fucking young perv he was. She got a belly on her, dude. I don't know if I would.
You don't know if you would. Shut up.
We all would. Michael, could you do me a favor?
Wasn't that the one that fucking Beaver Cleavage was beating the shit out of? And then they found out it was a lie.
That's a lot of makeup.
That's a lot of fucking chesticles. Holy cow.
Beaver Cleaver just smacked the shit out of that. Oh, Greg Norman's there. Look at that. Talking about a big
to his kid.
Did you see that? Sorry, bro.
Those are tits.
Oh my God. Howard Finkel had a fucking call. He had to announce all this fucking nonsense through the 90s, right? Women's champion. Did you... What's going through Fabulous Moolah's head? Like, this is the title I represented for fucking 85 years, and look what we're doing with it now.
It's probably going through her head. At least I'm still getting paid.
Bro, these old broads earned their fucking money, though, in the 90s. Fucking everybody beat the shit out of the two of them, especially
Jeff Jarrett. Me.
Oh, my God. Fucking Mark Henry, the Dudleys, like.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. This is the King's Woman. There you go.
Yeah.
I bet you King cucked her out to a bunch of the fucking boys.
100%.
Had to have, right?
Probably no. When she got too old. So, like, 16.
Jesus.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Come on, yeah. Come on now. You should know better. You've been doing this over 100 episodes now. Jacqueline. You know what? And this is another thing, right? Jacqueline is a bad fucking woman.
Oh, boy, is she ever.
Now, maybe you just didn't hear it or you chose to ignore it, but let's remember every time Jim Ross gets on his dumb fucking podcast and complains about wrestling, he just asked Jerry Lawler, is it true the cat doesn't wear underwear? Shut the fuck up, Jim Ross. You have nothing to complain about in 2026 about pro wrestling. You asked in 1999 if a woman wrestler wears underwear.
Bro, you're making us miss this. Jacqueline's already in the pool.
You can see with your eyes.
Bro, her shit came off so fast. What the fuck was that?
What do you think BB stands for?
Barbara Bush.
Boobs.
Fucking retard. Take off her shoes.
We get the fucking logo that it's for the women's championship after somebody's already been eliminated and not all the competitors are there yet. Yeah, look at that gut, man. What the fuck's wrong with her? Fatso. Hey, Fatso, you going to sink to the bottom of that pool?
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Oh, my
she
God.
Was
look
the champion. We missed them go in the water.
Of course we did.
I love Ivory.
Oh, my God. Look how cute she looks with them little fucking, like, 90s 2000 barrettes in her hair.
Mm-hmm.
These were the last evening
it's
gowns before they, could, before they became,
simple
like...
simple matchup.
This, like... Dresses changed a lot about 5 years after this. There were no evening gowns like this anymore. Everything was fucking showing beaver and bare back. And possibly bare titties at certain points. Oh, they're splashy, splashy. What'd she fucking throw at her? Her shoe?
Yes.
I think so.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. There goes the champ.
Everybody in the pool.
She's chasing her like playing grab ass. She's not even like trying to grab. Look at her.
That water looks pretty green.
Wait, Jacqueline put her dress back on?
She never, I don't think she ever lost it.
Oh, my eyes are fucking terrible, man. What are they chanting?
Let's go puppies. Let's go puppies.
Jesus.
Well, there you go. Jackie's naked.
1999 was such a magical time in pro wrestling, huh?
It sure was.
Ooh, butt cheeks. Bro, why are you covering up your brizza? You're still fucking covering.
She probably fell out. Look at her.
Oh, she did. That fucking left titty right on screen looked a little fucking Lucy and the Goosey there. Fucking BB fucking making
BB
sure them
hoping those things don't fucking go popping out. Jesus Christ.
My God. My God, imagine she drowns her. That would be awesome. Her and Kat should just fucking hold this broad down. She got anchors. Are they floaters? You think how
those
much
are floaters?
Are
those are
I don't
floaters
know, man.
For sure.
They look like fucking sinkers to me, bro. There's an awful lot of fucking silicone in them shits.
Oh my God, they're really what trying to murder her.
They do. Oh, they're trying to rip her shit off.
Stop the murder on TV.
She's not even fighting it.
She's like, oh my God, my titties. I mean, the hiney's not bad, but the belly's got to go.
Heine's not bad. It's like a fucking sheet tray. Her tits are giant. Jesus Christ.
What is she trying to... Oh, she's going for the brizza. Holy shit. And the catch is looking. Come on, get him.
Such a fucking
get
girl.
Him.
Was she going to fucking low blow
This is so bad.
This added like a minute to the match.
Oh, this is great.
In the bag. Dang it, fucking home.
Oh, we got a bunchy grab. Fucking channeling her inner junkyard dog there and just grabbing them cakes. Wait, who's she's fucking wrapping BB's dress around her throat? Look at all the arms flailing in the background. The dudes are actually loving this.
Of course they are.
Look at Moolah and May. They got to make sure this is all by the rules.
Yeah, all by the rules.
Oh, fucking a thumb to the eye in the evening gown match. Uh-oh.
Yeah, this isn't even a match. Come on. They're in a fucking baby pool.
This is for the prestigious women's championship, bro.
Yeah, this would be, if this was in the Tokyo Dome, it'd be 7 stars.
Ivory tackled her, yet she fucking came out the back door.
Came out the back door, huh?
You fucking ghoul.
Oh, Miss Kitty wins. 10 stars.
Ivory's got on like a fucking grandma bathing suit.
No, it's like, that's like fucking lingerie, dude. It's not even a bathing suit.
Hey, YouTube just ended our stream for a privacy violation.
No, it did not.
Yep.
This is from fucking, this is from Daily Motion. Can we get back on?
I don't know. The doctor just texted me. Jersey Cow Jesse would tell me, woof, it's a wrap.
No, it says we're live. It says we're live. Yeah, we're about to view a live stream.
I got stream unavailable.
Oh, stream suspended. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor Ivory. Well, fuck it. If we're in for a penny, we're in for a pound. Let's go to the champ.
You might have to cut this one off.
I'm not going to disappoint you, but I want you to know they made me wear underwear.
Uh-oh! Boo! Hey,
that's what I want to know. That damn office. Wait a minute, what's she doing?
We are live on Facebook.
Yeah, well, they can't hear us anyway.
Why?
Because you're talking to Facebook, not YouTube.
Oh,
yeah.
No, this is the one.
There's
Tilly
in here.
Oh, she jumped in. Cut the music.
Pop off.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, don't get excited. Wait, she ain't done yet. Da, 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 da.
Sarge right there.
Stolen Valor Slaughter jumped up there.
Good old fucking Bobber Remus. Huh, Miss Kitty Titties.
Is that Tony Garea?
Yes, it was.
The tits are down. The tits are down.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The great Mae Young turned naked. So here I am for you.
What?
What?
Oh, good God. Put the women and children in bed.
Oh, good God. Really? Hey, believe it or not, the tights under the drawers like that became the next wrestling women's fucking fashion trend. So, Mae Young was a trendsetter in 99, folks.
Sounds about right.
Attitude Era was the fucking worst.
No, this is amazing, bro.
This is horrendous.
Bro, she's thrusting her hips to the music.
So gross.
No, it's not. At some point in time, that was the fucking real deal, Holyfield. Hey, is there a way we can get back on YouTube now?
I have fucking no idea. We've never been kicked off.
We can't get back? Really?
I don't know how that works, Tony.
All right, I'm going to try to remove YouTube then. Let me see. I'm going to... yes, we delete, remove. No, I don't want to delete the stream. I'm going to remove the destination. Okay, now I'm going to try to add a destination. Let me see if I can add
it
back.
Can you do that while we're mid-show?
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm gonna try it now. Oh wait, save changes. What the fuck? Yeah, no, I don't want to edit the live stream. What the fuck? Not here. Fuck.
I wasn't kidding when I said this was gonna be a special episode.
Oh, it's only gonna let me edit the fucking source? God.
Ugh. Can we re-record this whole show?
I mean, we could re-air it. We could take out the part when it comes back as a copyright strike. And I did make a promise to the people, because this did not air on YouTube, to be fair to our YouTube audience, or to be fair to our patrons, we're going to make that a Patreon exclusive, but we are going to make it absolutely free for everybody. Ha ha ha. Fuck yeah.
Hell yes.
Just in case you were like, oh, I wonder what else is on this 1999 hunk of shit Armageddon card. Before this magnificent match. Yeah.
All right. Well, you said Kurt Angle, so he faces Steve Blackman, I think.
Yes. Wow, Brando, you fucking weirdo.
I believe Big Boss Man and Big Show.
Yep.
Was on this one.
For the WWF Championship.
That's right. Vince McMahon and Triple H.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes.
This was the Stephanie turn.
There's the no holds barred match, yep.
Yeah. What were you gonna say, Tony?
I think we might be back live. We are back
live.
Yeah,
yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Fuck you, YouTube.
New Age Outlaws and APA?
No.
Oh.
Well. New Age Outlaws, yes.
Oh, Rock and Sock?
Yes, or... Brundo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who was Icy Champ at the time?
All right, all right. Come on, Brundo.
Was it Rikishi Icy Champ? No.
No, but Rikishi was in the match after the evening gown match.
So was there a six-man with Rikishi?
No, it was a tag team match.
Oh, who did he team? Was he teaming with Viz at this point? Wow. And I'm going to guess they fought Prince Albert and Buchanan.
No, I'm sorry, Brendo. Oh. They technically, I guess, they're really a tag team.
Too cool.
They're a family.
Not Edge and Christian.
No.
Family.
Are they like the Dark Ministry of Darkness family, or like?
No, no. They both share the same last name.
Oh, Dusty and Dustin Rhodes.
No, not
1999. Shit. Oh, the Heart Foundation?
No, 1999, Tony.
I don't fucking know.
One is dead, and one thinks he should always be booked as the champion.
Oh, the Hollies.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
There you go. The Hollies beat Rikishi and Viscera. Right.
The super heavyweights versus the super heavyweights.
There was a triple threat match for the European title.
Fuck Bulldog. Yeah,
it'd be Bulldog, D'Lo, and Val.
Wow, Brundo. You are missing two matches.
One's probably an IC title match.
I'm sorry. Well, there was a tag team battle royal too to determine the number one contenders for the tag titles at the Rumble.
That one, the APA wins. Yeah.
There's a singles match that was inside of a steel cage. Hmm. And there's the IC title match.
So the steel cage match probably had Rock in it, I think.
No, the Rock. No. You remember Rock was in the Rock and Sock against the Outlaws.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Who the fuck would be in a steel cage? Is it Test?
No, it's a great test. The great test was on Sunday Night Heat.
Sunday Night Heat. He had the breakup marriage or whatever.
I don't know. He lost to Al Snow.
Marriage broken up. He lost.
He lost to Al Snow in a minute and a half.
Wow. That's fucked up.
In a cage, they used to be a tag team. Tori?
Oh, Kane and X-Pac.
X-Pac! X-Pac!
And now your IC champion. He got a win yesterday, the pay-per-view.
Oh, not Christian, not Edge. Who the hell win?
Come on, who got a
Jericho.
Win there you go.
Jericho and China. There it is.
It's quite a recall, Brenda.
Yeah. I never even watched that pay-per-view.
Then why do you know the whole card?
I just remember what was going on at that point. Hey, I got a rep. Can you beat that championship?
Oh, is that still a thing? Are we still doing that?
I still have
a... I guess we have to rate this homework.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, come on, dude. What,
I don't know. Thumbs in the middle.
Dude, in the middle of your asshole.
It did nothing. It was stupid.
It was silly fun. If this shit was on AEW, you would have ate it up with a spoon.
Oh, stop with that. Would not have eaten it up with a spoon.
With three fucking forage spoons. Porridge spoons.
Three fucking porridge spoons. No, thumbs in the middle.
Ah, boo.
It did nothing for it. It was goofy. I didn't enjoy it.
I hope your internet goes out.
What? You know, I've had a rough day, Tony.
Have another drink.
No, three. I think three is enough. I still have to make dinner. And I got to figure out this. I got to go down in the basement and see if there's a gimmick and I can plug into the soundboard. That'll maybe make my life a little easier.
So what do you got for us, Double T, in 2 minutes?
Well, 2 minute in honor of the upcoming Dark Side of the Ring, which will be focusing on Ray Traylor, the Big Boss Man, I think we'll go back to Saturday night's main event, May 24th, 1989, for Hulk Hogan, Big Boss Man, in a solid steel cage.
Damn.
I like that one.
I really do, too.
I always remember seeing that, seeing a video when I was really young with the picture of Hogan and Boss Man with the cage between them, just the angry faces. Very big, memorable moment.
Yeah, so I think that'll be a fun one to watch, and it'll just be the three of us next week because HK is not. He's still out in the wilderness.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He's been sending me pictures. It doesn't really look like they're roughing it all that much.
Probably. I mean, who wants to rough it?
But I mean, like, I don't know, camping in Yellowstone, like, that to me is like, sounds like roughing it, but it seems like, from what I've seen, it's very touristy. Like,
yeah,
oh, yeah.
That's what they do.
I don't think they're in all that much danger after all.
I mean, that guy got gored by a bison, though.
Because he was freaking running. Yeah, he was running around trying to take a fucking picture of it. Newsflash, you're 80 years old, you're in a car, and there's a bison there? Stay the fuck in the car.
I don't care what age you are, stay in the fucking car.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Unless you're one of these assholes that's looking for fucking Facebook clout, then knock yourself out. Jump out the car. Jump out the window if you have to. And make sure you lock the door behind you when you get out so none of this pussy shit trying to hide.
He just does that. Just, I don't know, man. Like, if my wife was like, she's going to Yellowstone, I get it. She like does like hunting and fishing. Like, Handsome Kevin just doesn't. It's not in his lane.
Doesn't he camp out in his backyard?
He goes to a fucking cabin and does gay shit with his friends.
Oh, over here.
That's what he does. They do like weird things. They put like Selsun Blue on their cocks. He talked about it last week.
I wouldn't say gay things. I would say what it really is.
Bro stuff.
Bro stuff.
Yeah. And bro stuff ain't gay.
If that's what you say.
And it's Kevin's all man. Selsun Blue be damned. I should have told him before he left. I got 180 fucking grit sandpaper he could have fucking borrowed.
Sounds like rough, like your mother likes it.
Not rough. Woof.
Woof.
Holy shit. Oh, buddy, you made it through.
I can't tell you the last time I did a show where I wish I could delete it.
Why, you want to get rid of it? Dude, all of our viewers came back and then some.
No, I know. I just feel, I felt awe. I didn't think I was going to do the show. I think I may have had one too many adult beverages.
What, tonight?
Yes.
Did you have lunch?
Yeah.
But you haven't eaten dinner?
No. I had lunch at like 5:30.
Oh. Did you eat light? Planning on a big dinner?
No,
with the
I
wife?
Did not eat. I was starving. Starving like a Marvin. I went to the habit.
And you're 3 in and you don't feel great, really?
No, I feel fine. I just feel off. The whole fucking
it was a disappointing afternoon for you, and I get it. I mean, it was exciting. You got the new laptop.
I know, but I just this is not Shining Wizard quality. If it was just you and Brundlefly, I think you would have been great.
You mean like us fucking it up would have been okay?
No, I think it was just a two-man show. Like, I came in on the phone, it was fucking shitty, then I disappeared, then I was in a chat, then you wanted me back.
No, it was great, because you ate shit for a whole while in the beginning of the show, too. Everybody was chiming in.
Yeah. It was like we had a guest again.
Then I came back, and I couldn't hear, and then I could hear, but now there's a delay, and that's fucking annoying me. And we have nothing to, like, we have nothing to talk about. Homework? Do we do homework? Do we not do homework?
We got a couple of more weeks or months until the next anniversary show, so we got time to work on it.
That's right. We got our anniversary show's coming up. The big joint show with Tots.
I mean, it's the Wizards plus Al. Let's be honest.
I know, but I want to give the Tots their props.
We always give props to Tots.
Hell yeah!
Give props to Tits in that last video too.
No, it was not good, man.
You don't like BB in her red dress?
I didn't say I didn't like it. It's just not, you know. Not wrestling.
Still in the middle still, huh?
Yeah, still in the middle.
Terrible. Still in the middle.
Hey, can I hate to go backwards in time. What were you guys talking about? I saw Palaka Watch was on the screen when I jumped in before.
I popped it up because we were playing around with the background graphics. And then I asked Brundo if he heard anything about his new podcast. And Brundo had not heard, and I had not heard. All I found was like his appearances on other podcasts.
And that was that.
Did he actually show up for those?
I wonder if he ever showed up for that one that we kept fucking trying
to. No shot. No fucking shot. That was a long time ago.
Do you guys recall what the name of that show was?
No.
No. We'd have to go way back in the Polanco Watch files for that one.
Or the Polanco Watch.
Yeah, who's Polanco?
Yeah, who's Polanco?
I'm sorry, I did not have three drinks.
Wasn't there a Polanco in the NFL?
Yeah, sure.
Polanco Watch.
Polanco Watch. Well, SummerSlam is this week. We're going to do picks again.
Hooray.
We are.
So we'll see how that goes.
SummerSlam go starting at 6 again? Like Mania was?
Yes.
SummerSlam.
Yes.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, because I think their window's like 6 to 10, right? They do like a fucking 2-hour pre-show with that hack Peter Rosenberg.
Wow.
He sucks.
Yeah. Who is it? It's him. It's Big E. Probably Kathy Kelly.
Man, the fucking WWE is not good. Where'd Brendo go? There he is.
No, you were the one that was gone.
Was it all of a sudden?
That was me.
Yeah, it's you. You look very blurry now, too.
Really?
Oh no!
I think it was me too because everybody stopped talking all of a sudden.
Nope. Matt Double T's definitely freezing up. You're freezing up.
Oh no, really? He was.
What? I'm testing my network now. This is really annoying. I'm fucking so aggravated.
No, you're better
God
now.
Damn it!
You should get
If Jasmine St. Clair was here, I'd punch her right in her fucking pregnant.
Yeah,
stomach.
Let's be clear about what he would do. You did say Jasmine St. Clair, you know. We all fucking mince. Jesus Christ! We all minced words they mispronounced tonight. Holy
boy,
shit.
Do I want to. Next week.
Next week.
How many fucking drinks did you have?
Only a 3. Dude, I had a double charburger and a fucking spicy charburger.
Fucking slob 2 charburgers.
I'm so hungry.
Your asshole's going to be charred in a couple.
No, I'll be fine. I had Burger King yesterday. That was rough.
What you got a Whopper?
No, I got the Bacon King.
Okay.
Oh, that one kills me every time.
It was like fucking 9 o'clock. I hadn't eaten all day, and I still had to go up back out with the truck. So I was like, I got to eat something. I can't eat fucking pizza anymore. I'm so tired of eating fucking pizza.
You should have got White Castle.
It's not a White Castle near the restaurant.
That's
stupid. Uber that shit, son.
Uber that shit. Come on.
You know, you could always get like a 20 or 30 pack frozen from the supermarket. And just
yeah, it just wasn't I on know my it doesn't fucking the same. Bingo card.
No, I know.
Well, if you've made it through this whole episode, I apologize. I apologize.
Don't apologize. This is the good shit. This is what
this is on me. Doing. I'm a mess. All night I'm a mess. I hate it.
Why?
You're like my pants in front of the neighbors.
I watched so much wrestling this week. I should have so much to talk about. And I got so excited about this fucking laptop and this new setup, and I had no internet. And I had to do the phone bullshit. Fuck.
I'm still trying to figure out a way for us to get a hotline through StreamYard. I'm getting closer. I just
it seems like every time we sign on, there's some new new gimmick they have.
Yeah.
I know.
So maybe we're getting close. Like, what is people?
Wait, people?
Yeah, look, I can control your mic volume.
Oh, and I can move Brundle backstage?
Look at that. Whoa.
I could bring him in?
I thought we could always do that.
Yeah, but it's this weird stage thing now. Like, I could... Oh, my God. I can lower Brundle's microphone. Brundle, say something.
What?
Isn't that crazy? Now bring him up.
It sounded normal to me either way. Yeah,
but because you're getting direct audio from your mic, that's why.
Ah.
But going through the StreamYard, yeah, that's the way when you plug into the headphones, you're getting, it splits the audio feed off, so you're just getting your audio feed.
Oh, we can put in a fucking QR code?
Oh, we have a QR code on YouTube.
Yeah, we can like put a new, like we can put one up for Patreon and just put it on the...
On the screen? No shit.
We also have a host that won't be able to use it.
Yeah, we should probably check out some of the stuff in here one of these days. Jeez Louise.
Yeah. All right,
StreamYard's coming correct. They're fucking it's gonna be almost time to re-up. It's coming. Coming.
Maybe? I don't know. It's
coming. It's coming hard.
No, it's coming. It's in like August.
It's all right.
I'm not worried.
My word either.
All right. I gotta pee. Are we done here?
Yeah, I kinda. Let me just fucking load up the
It's a little after 9. I'm also getting used to this new laptop.
I think this is the maybe this is it. Yeah, maybe this is it. I think this is it. Okay.
Right. I'm gonna go pee while you do this.
Okay. Brundle, you got you got the GD in you?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if this works. We cue the music.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, we want to thank everybody that keeps on supporting us through our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Our executive producer, as always, Manny Kratzo. Our producers are Kate Hensler, Al Day, High Five Tom, Ryan Schlong, Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, iDuck Biscuits, Roll, Kathy Hummer, David Henry Bauer III, Keith Parker. Brundle, let's bring her home.
Good night, Diana.
Whoa! This fucker runs.
What, are you making fun of me?
No, not at all.
Yeah, never.
I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no.
Wait, did you do the thing already?
Yeah, Brenda fucking nailed it.
All right.
I got nothing left.
All right, well.
Shut the fuck up.